Music from the 1984 draft from their new album. They're playing Friday night at Blind Bob's. William the Accountant's on that bill as well. And it is a celebration of the album release of our next guests of the evening. They were with us before with an earlier release, and they've got Peril and Paracosm ready for the world. I've got it in my hand. We're going to hear some tracks from that here in just a moment. But first, we're going to hear a live one from To No End.
Come on.
To No End live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and hear some tracks from that new album as well as some more live ones. Stay tuned. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
To find out what's going on around the Miami Valley, visit the community events calendar at yso.org. You can browse by date or by category, or subscribe to an RSS feed. You can even submit your own event, and you might hear it read live on the air. Visit wyso.org and click on events.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we are here with the members of To No End. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Very happy to have you here. Now, I was trying to look back. It's been about a year, right, since last you were with us?
About a year.
So I know that it's been kind of a busy year. I've been keeping up with where you guys are playing and all that. Tell me a little bit about what 2013 was like for you guys.
Sure. Well, last January we released our first album, Curio, and here we are January again, and we've been working hard on putting this record out. It's called Peril and Paracosm, and most of this year we spent doing shows and a couple radio things, and then obviously a lot of pre-production and studio recording for this album.
How soon after Curio did you decide that you were ready to dive into another full length? Was it a pretty immediate thing, or did you get kind of halfway through the year and say, "Oh, let's go ahead and do another one"? Or
it was like the next day. Actually, we just finished this one and we were rehearsing. We do weekly rehearsals, and Eli was asking, "I was like, when are we going to start working on some new stuff? Because we've been working on this for
a good year."
So
getting bored.
Same new stuff. 11 songs over and over again. So yeah, we're always working on new stuff. So we don't ever stop and just play the same thing over and over again.
So when you decided to go ahead and record these 11 songs on the new one, were these songs that you guys had already been playing out, or just things that you had kind of been working on in rehearsals but maybe hadn't fully developed, or how done were these songs when you decided to go into the studio?
It was a pretty fresh start. I mean, I had a couple in my back pocket that I knew I wanted to try out with these guys, so. We obviously did those, and then Grant brought, a bag full of songs that, he kind of dumped on us, and we learned and kind of made them our own. Actually, this album, unlike the last one, is more collaborative. So everybody kind of brought their ideas, and we kind of, work on them and see what worked and tweak them and jam on them until we figured out how we actually wanted to play them. But
do you feel that makes for just more cohesion in general, even with your live stuff, when you're, moving, evolving as a band from that direction of one guy taking the lead and everybody, working with and adapting his material to kind of everybody bringing something to the plate? That's kind of the natural evolution of a band. Do you feel like that's been a game changer for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're a ton tighter now. I mean, every time people come and see us play live, I mean, that's like the key word that kind of jumps out. Like, you guys sound super tight, and that's why we do rehearsals every week, and we're always doing new stuff, and we're a big fan of doing weird stuff. So like, we work on some pretty weird things, and so when people hear it for the first time, it's like, whoa, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
Is that an easy, like, kind of a natural thing for you guys, or is that kind of a challenge for you as musicians to say, oh, we're gonna do something a little strange, we're gonna hop outside of our comfort zone or our usual groove and see what happens?
No, that's what this band's about. I mean, that's why we're called To No End. We were called Genre Bending Chameleons.
I like it.
By Buckeye Music Magazine. We're their featured artists this month.
And congrats.
So that was kind of a cool term. We like that. We were practicing a reggae song last night that kind of went into this weird metal thing. but that's what we do.
We kind of bring all of our own influences, and they just kind of turn into something that no one's really ever heard of. It's kind of our specialty.
Keeps it fun that way, you know?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. I mean, when we have some of our stuff get reviewed, people are like, oh, it's got a lot full of all kinds of Southern soul, and no doubt it does. And then we'll play shows, and people will say we sound like Metallica, which is kind of weird. Just,
we don't like
it's a little
things.
Strange.
Yeah,
well, it's interesting because just in the one you guys just played, I mean, I can definitely see the Southern soul thing. I can see the blues influence. I could totally hear some Pink Floyd in there. Oh, yeah. You know,
you heard that, huh?
Oh yeah,
yeah, a little bit, there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
What was your studio experience like for this album?
You know, it was about the same. We kind of did all of our own pre-production and kind of took the ideas. Our producer for this album, Steve Faliero, is down at Babelfish. He helped produce the first album and this one. He would kind of take all of our weirdness and sometimes have to make it a little bit more accessible for the masses. But, you know, in the end, it all turns out great. So we're really proud of this project.
What's it like to have that producer, that other set of ears to sort of say like, oh yeah, definitely roll with that, or maybe not this? Is that, you know, a good thing, or is that sometimes intimidating when you've been working on something for so long to sort of hand it over to somebody else and say,
sure,
what do you think?
I mean, it's definitely
a double-edged sword.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you be frustrating for sure.
It's challenging, but that's why you have that person in that role. Because, I mean, if I could do it myself, and if everybody could write their own music and make it great, they would. But usually, it's always good to have outside ears, and especially Steve, who's a professional at what he does, and you know, has listened to all kinds of music and knows what works.
Cool. Well, I think we're going to hear a couple from the album. We'll start off with The Afterlife. Do you guys want to give it any kind of introduction?
No, this is one of those weird ones.
That's our introduction.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
It's one of the songs that we would try to push it as much as possible. So there's this breakdown section in the middle of it where it's got like three key changes and some weird screaming sounds. I mean, you'll hear it. It's
a lot of dissonance coming at you.
It's what we do.
Well, let's take a listen to that one, and we'll be back to chat more and hear some more live music from To No End. The new album is called Peril and Paracosm, and they're going to be celebrating the release of that at Blind Bob's on Friday night. We'll give you all the details here in just a moment. But first, take a listen to this one. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Tell me everything. Well, you carve out a living and you try to forgive them, but the hole that you've fallen in was dug with good intentions. Let down depending on, go on and get you some. That hook you hang your hat upon was hung with good intentions.
Called Good Intentions, and you can find it on the new album from To No End. The album's called Peril and Paracosm, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. To No End is in the house. They're going to be celebrating the release of this album Friday night at Blind Bob's. That's going to be a great show, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah,
very excited.
It's going to be you guys and William the Accountant and 1984 Draft. And if I assume, obviously, you'll have the albums there for people to get. But if people can't make it out to the show or they're from out of town, where else will this be available?
Well, it'll be online, available there by the end of the month. So if you want it now, you better be there because it's the place to be in Dayton.
Yeah. I was going to say, we might have some out-of-state listeners, so I guess I'll give them a pass.
it'll be online within, 2 weeks, I'm guessing.
Cool. Moving forward from Friday night, what's the new year looking like for you guys? Going to try to get out on the road, focus on your live shows, or are you thinking you're going to head back in the studio and do another one?
No, we've got a small mini tour coming up. We started couple weeks back at Taffy's in Eaton, Ohio. We've played a show here in Dayton a couple weeks back at Oregon Express. Got this one coming up at Blind Bob's, followed by a show in Canton, and then our homecoming show in Middletown in a couple weeks at the end of the month, which we're really excited about as well.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So we're staying busy. I mean, we're playing out quite a bit coming up, so... if you can't make it out this weekend, we'll be around.
I guess. Are you guys going to try to, hop onto some of those festivals this summer or, stick pretty, local to the venues here in town?
Sure. I mean, we'd be game for it.
Sky's the limit.
I mean, if they'll have us. Yeah. I think we're one of those groups that'll pretty much play anywhere. We're used to playing the diviest of dive bars, but sure, a big stage with...
Outside,
that sounds good.
Warm weather.
Yeah. It's Monitors? Sounding better and better.
Yeah. Maybe we should get some festivals going.
And you mentioned, kind of working on new material. Are you guys already writing more material beyond, what you're just releasing now? Are you guys always writing, basically?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime we're not practicing, we're jamming.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we all have our own assorted collection of songs that we usually bring to the table. They're usually just a bare skeleton of something, and then we jam on them a little bit, and they turn into something. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. We revisit things, it's just, we have a giant pool of songs.
One of the cool things about this band that I'm very fortunate to have is three lead singers, especially for our live show.
What are you trying to say?
You need to start singing.
Three singers and a drummer, that's two no end.
Well, it's just nice because I can rely on these guys to, hold their own if... What if I'm sick, The show's not canceled. We're just going to switch it around. So you never know what you're going to get. Eli's a great singer. Grant's a great singer. Obviously, I sang on all of the first album and on this one most of the songs, but there's, songs where Grant sings entirely. So I think as we move forward, you're going to hear a lot more of these guys kind of make it their own, which is really cool.
Nice. Very cool. Do you find with having such a big pool of songs, is it hard to kind of figure out when you're putting together a set list, like, we've got all these songs, which one's going to be played where, or what's going to sound good next to each other, or does that just come together really naturally?
Actually, we have this really well orchestrated set list that we've been kind of putting together for a month or two now. And so we just kind of go from one into the next nonstop. And that's what we were talking about earlier about how tight we've become. We don't have to take breaks. We can just kind of go, straight music the whole time, which is really cool. I mean, we've kind of composed our entire set to work that way.
Yeah. Nice. That's got to be definitely a not just a testament to the musicianship, but to kind of the way you guys can trust each other as fellow players and kind of play off of each other's strengths to be able to have a set that seamless. That takes a lot of communication and trust between band members.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it helps that we've known each other our whole lives and we've been on and off playing with each other our whole lives too. So it's kind of a natural trust that we've all come together and it just keeps getting stronger every time we practice and play out live,
This is one of the only bands I've actually ever been in that can actually all get along as friends outside of playing music.
That can be a challenge. Right.
One thing that kind of happened early on when we started playing together, Eli was like, "Well, we're not getting a whole lot done in practice." I'm like, "That's okay because first and foremost, I want everybody to, you know, just have fun. Because if it's not fun, you know, we're not going to get anything done anyway. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we have band practice all the time, but it's mostly us just hanging out and jamming.
It's team building.
Trust falls, whatnot.
Usually, I like that.
Usually opens up with like a 15-minute jam session of just whatever riff comes to mind.
Just kind of letting loose.
It's certainly got to make the quote unquote work of it more fun when you can, you know, jam out and just have a good time and play music and then, you know, actually get whatever the work of the evening that you want to accomplish done.
Oh yeah, it's definitely work, but it's cool that
it's therapy at the same time. I think, you know,
yeah.
Coming home from work, I get to look forward to jamming with these
knuckleheads.
Well, you can check these guys out Friday night at Blind Bob's. They are to no end, and they are releasing their second album. It's called Peril and Paracosm. You need to come out to the show, get your hands on this one. You'll also see William the Accountant and the 1984 Draft. You're going to want to get there right at 10 to catch the filming with the draft for NFL Films, and then stick around because you are going to have a great night of music in store for you. Guys, is there anything else that you want people to know before we hear some more live ones?
You guys got anything?
Patrick's wearing flannel.
Just that the show starts sharp at 10 p.m. on Friday, and we're going to go on later in the evening, but 10 p.m. is the start time at Blind Bob's in the Oregon District.
Excellent. Yeah. We've got all the details up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. I'm going to give these guys a second to get to their instruments, and then we'll come back and hear some more live music from To No End. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been chatting with To No End. They've got a new album out called Peril and Paracosm, celebrating the release of that Friday night at Blind Bob's. But you can hear a little bit of them right here on Kaleidoscope, live from the WYSO studios.
This feeling deceiving me, I just can't be myself anymore. Grand.
just can't be myself anymore. Cause when they come, wash you away.
Yeah.
to no end, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Friday night at Blind Bob's. It is the album release celebration for Peril and Paracosm. They're joined on stage by William the Accountant and the 1984 Draft. Music starts promptly at 10. That's real time, not date and time, 10 o'clock. And we've got all the links up to all of the information on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
It is my pleasure. Friday night at Blind Bob's, To No End, William the Accountant, and the 1984 Draft. Music starts at 10. All the details on facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Here's the latest from Blitzen Trapper.